Okay, yeah. This is I'm doing this immediately after my last one because I wanted to talk about this topic too. Because I'm 33 now, and I look back on life, and I'm telling you, man, before I'd say, but before 25 years old, you're pretty much a salesman with nothing to sell, unless you're hanging. Okay, unless one, you have potential, like you're a sports player or something like that, or your father or your parents own a company or business or something like that. If you don't fall into one else, or you're just like a genuinely like really, really, really good looking guy for some reason, and for some reason like other girls have like come together and agreed at like, sleepovers that you were the good looking guy. That's about, those are really the only ways you'll really get decent girlfriends, most guys, throughout those years, and like legit keep them for a while. Because in these years, you gotta, like I said in previous videos, girls always want a man who is at least a little bit better than they are. So when you're 19, your best options are going to be with girls who are still in high school. That's just the reality. Those are the only girls who are going to still res who are going to respect you. Because it between like okay for guys like unless we were pretty unless we were in those categories I mentioned earlier, we are completely useless. We are, genuinely useless. We're essentially the same as let's say like women over 30. Like all we're good for is sex. After that, maybe sex and what little bit of money we can make to spend on them type of thing. After that, we just like both of our values just plummet. I mean, I'm sorry, while we're in that, while we're in these age brackets, after those two things that we have to offer, sex and maybe, a little bit of extra money we got to spend on somebody. After those two things, we really aren't worth anything. Just like women over 30. Women over 30, pretty much after you fuck them and they might want to like eat or something, and you got to actually sit down with this bitch, like there's no more benefit to being around her. You see, because she's too old. She's too old. Like, and she's too old to be taken serious. And she's been running through cocks since she was 12. So, and she's just an old beat up car. And like with men, now we don't run through a lot of sex with, with another body, but like we just for what women want, because like I said, women want something better. So they're gonna want somebody who's smarter, who's more wittier, who's generally more intelligent in things. Because like I said, women are looking for a protector in life. That's what every okay, look at every stereotypical thing that women like, and you can see the either the immediate protection or the potential of protection out of that type of guy. You can see it. Because either it'd be like aggressive or violent, or it'll be financial, or it'd be intellectual, but like at the core, that's what it is. And when you're a man, but earlier, younger than 25, generally, you are pretty much a salesman with nothing to sell. You are a salesman with nothing. Okay, you are literally standing on a street corner with a smile saying, "Give me some money." Now, so every now and then you'll find a girl who come up and she'll like your smile and she'll mess with you for a little while until she can do better. But like, and just, but like in reality, like it's far more difficult for a guy to keep a girl who's in his same age bracket in these ages than it is for a woman. It's far more difficult because, like I said, women are the thing that's being, especially in those years. They are the thing that is being sold. They're in the prime market of being sold. Whereas like you, when you were, pretty much all up to 25, you didn't have any money. Like I said, unless you fit the earlier areas I talked about, like parents have, their own business or something like that. If you were just like a regular dude, your parents worked regular 9 to 5s, and you was just a regular dude, like unless you was like some like you was like you lived like next door to this girl and y'all was like cool and stuff like that. Like if you just a regular dude going out there in the world meeting up with regular girls, you had nothing to offer. That's why it was so difficult. That is why that's just the truth. That's why it was so difficult to keep a girl around. Like I say, pretty much the only thing that kept guys in those age brackets keeping girls. And when you look back, when I look back on my high school history, this is what it was.
The parents had money. The guy had, you know, or the guy had like genetic, you know, genetic benefits. Like he was like really tall. He was like really tall or really big or something like that. Or he was like a bully, because like the bully is the aggressive side of the protection. Because I say, you know, a woman's going to pick up a bully or arrogant guy as, oh, he's a bully or arrogant. So he can go out in the world and bully other people to bring me resources. That's what a woman's mind's going to see. But pretty much any other guy, I mean, if you weren't in the sport, like some genetic blessing, like so you got you good at sports or something like that, you had a rough time because you had nothing to sell. Now, the good news is, see, as long as you don't kill yourself, like those, what's that motherfucker's name? Like them dudes who go to school kill themselves because they can't get girlfriends. If you make it through that time period and don't kill yourself and just work on yourself, by 30, see, like the whole thing changed. The whole fucking balance changes, man. And this is something that should really be told to younger boys. It should be put into younger boys and girls. That way it'll balance a lot of this bullshit out. But it should really be put into it. Because like I said, girls in those ages, like they're just like they're in those prime years to be wanted by everybody to every other age bracket on the planet. A girl, once she hits 15, 16, until she's about 25, she is in her prime market for boys from 3 years old to 93 years to 103 years old want to fuck her. You see, all those men, every age bracket, every education, every tax bracket a man wants from 3 to age 113 wants to fuck that girl. You see what I'm saying? And see, and these are things that aren't taught to little boys. You see, these women are in their prime. So if they like dogs, like all of them are going to be fucked up. All of them fall. Some of them just fall slower than others. Let's say like Miranda Kerr, she's like 40 and she's falling slower, but she's still falling. You see what I'm saying? They all fall. They see, and see the karma on their situation for being the top is that, see, when they fall, there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. No makeup and no Botox. You're going to start seeing it either in their physical appearance or in their mental appearance. But yeah. But see, like this time period, like it just sucks for you at 19. I can't go on long enough, man. Because 19, I remember when I was 19, man, like I said, every now and then you would find a girl who'd be interested in you for whatever reason. Maybe she just thought you were like specifically cute because you reminded her of her dad or something. So, you know, some ridiculous shit. I've heard all types of stories. But at 19, so I'm thinking of 19 years old. At 19, that woman can get whatever she wants. Okay. A man just, a boy just doesn't have it. We don't grow. I said somewhere that a guy, man, like, okay, girls are pretty much, girls become at least mentally prepared for like social, for social intelligence around 9 years old. They see it, they get it, they know it, you see. But like men, we don't get there until like 30, man. Like I was fucking this girl last night. No, night before last night. And like, I was just like, the whole time I was fucking her, it was just like clicking in my head that like, yeah, like I get it now. Like 10 years ago, I probably would have fell in love with that girl. Cause I was just like, man, I was just beating her guts up. But like 10 years ago, I would have fell in love with that shit. Now I'm like, man, how many motherfuckers, she probably gonna fuck another dude 10 minutes after I leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I know the reality now. So like, the fact that I'm not gonna fall in love with her is gonna make her fall in love with me. That's because now at 33, I get it. I can see it. You see, like I just don't talk to her, don't pay her no attention. You see what I'm saying? None of that. And I promise you, she's gonna come back. But see, when I was 22, I'd be like, oh hey, did you have fun? Would you like to go out for coffee? Would you like to go there? You know what I'm saying? 22, and fuck that all up. Because we dumb at 22. It's the reality. We're stupid. We're not stupid, okay? We're not stupid. I think a big part of it, and I think a little, I put a big part as from on the parenting, because they teach little boys to treat others how you want to be treated. So we take that logic and then apply it to girls, and then boys and girls, you can't apply that logic unless it's like giving them a piece of candy or some shit like that. But when you're trying to fuck them, you can't do that whole treat them how you want to be treated, because that's gonna put you straight in the friend zone, son. You ain't going nowhere. And that's gonna be a best case scenario. You end up in the friend zone, but she probably just won't talk to you once she knows you want to fuck her and be her friend. See, because you ain't giving, because the reality is, because you're not giving her any time to think and want you. You just showing her you want her. So like it's a stubborn thing, but nah, that's a topic for another video. But yeah, man, you at 19, just work on yourself. That's all I can say, man. Just look, work on yourself. If you get lucky and find a girlfriend from time to time, like, get her. But, man, like, so you got to remember in the back. And when I say these things, don't, like, be saying it to her face. Because, like I said, women hate when you spell shit out. Even if it's the goddamn truth. They hate when you spell it out. Just think, keep it in your head, like, this, like, I'm telling you. Girls from the ages of 12 and 13 are getting fucking railed with cock. Man, they do it all the time. They do it so much, they don't even think nothing about it anymore. So, and I think that's what makes it awkward when here you come 18 years old and you start worshiping her for it. It's just, it throws everything off in their fucking heads, man. Because they getting offers for dick since they 12, 13, 14 years old. They getting fucking railed out, man. Like, I don't know. That's a whole topic for another video. But yeah, you at 19, just work on yourself. If you get a bitch, fuck her. But keep in the back of your head, look, she ain't, unless she's coming to you and trying to cater to you, she really don't like you like that. All right, you got to remember that. And this is with women in general. If she, okay, you might like a girl, talk to her and get the fucker. Okay, but remember this. If she is not actively showing up to your place and actively trying to do something with you, like if you're the one always initiating contact, then she don't really like you like that. Okay, at that point, you are her game. Like if you're always initiating things with her, blah, 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 see, she don't like, she's willing to deal with you because you're not the worst option. That's the reality. If you're always initiating contact with a woman, and then after that, like you are like always like keep like you know, jump starting the conversation and leaving open ended questions to keep her answering back. See, no, if she's not getting at you, then she really don't like you. You're just not the worst option at the moment. And she's just killing time. So yeah, that's it for this video. Have a good day.